Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan. Brilliance of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. A moment spent in learning ilm-e-deen is better than the optional ibadat of whole day and whole night. Alhamdulillah, it is the month of Ramadan and many different ibadat take place in this month. And one particular ibadat which takes place in this month is i'tikaf. I'tikaf is a very old ibadat. It did not start in the shariat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, it was being practiced before as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa'ahidna ila Ibrahim wa Ismail an tahira bayti lit-ta'ifina wal 'akifina wal ruk'is sujud. We have emphasized to Ibrahim and Ismail that they must thoroughly clean and purify my house for the people who make tawaf, those who make i'tikaf, and those who perform ruku, and those who perform sajda. Mufassir Shahir, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says, that from here we understand that masjids must be kept clean and purified. No dirt should be brought into masjid. Anything that has bad smell should not be brought to masjid. This is the sunnat of Prophets alayhimus salam. And we also learn that i'tikaf is an ibadat which was practiced in the previous ummats as well. And the namazes of previous ummats had ruku and sajda. So they were similar in shape as the ibadat that we perform as ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we also learn that there should be a custodian of a masjid who can be told what to do or how to improve the services of the masjid. And The mutawalli must be salih. He must be pious. Like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, they were the mutawallis, they were the custodians of the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ka'batullah. So likewise, the trustees, the custodians of the masjid should be knowledgeable people, holy people, pious people. Unfortunately, these days people look for rich people and make them trustees of the masjid. Most of these people are ignorant regarding the rules of Islam, regarding the waqf issues, the rights of the masjid. They do not know anything about it. And most of these people are very arrogant, and they run masajid like their family business. So these are not the people who should be chosen to be the trustees of the masjid. They must be knowledgeable and holy people. Ummul Mumineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sit for itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan until the time he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apparently departed from this world, which means that this was always the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sit for itikaf. How nice it would be that as ummatis we should also sit for itikaf. If we cannot sit for every year, then at least sometimes in our lives we should sit for itikaf. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed apparently from this world, Ummul Mumineen radiallahu ta'ala anha says, then Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, the blessed wives of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would sit for itikaf. And of course, they would not sit in the masjid where men come and go. They would sit for itikaf in Masjid-e-Bait, an area which is particularly fixed to perform salat. That is called Masjid-e-Bait. It is mentioned in Fatawa Alamgiri that the beauties and the excellences of itikaf are apparent and visible, because a bondsman sits in ibadat in the masjid solely to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he leaves all his worldly activities. He leaves his family, he leaves his business, he leaves his work, and he comes and he sits down in the masjid. So mu'takif, the one who is sitting for itikaf, is literally is in ibadat all the time. If he is reading salat, he's in ibadat. If he is there and waiting for the next salat, he is in ibadat. And the purpose of itikaf is that you can stay for 10 days and read all your salats with jama'at, with takbir-e-ula. It is very sad that some people, they sit for itikaf, but they're busy with other activities, and you find them joining the second rakat or third rakat, or just last minute they're coming and joining the jama'at. That is very sad. This shouldn't have been happening. We should be there. We're there in the masjid for what reason? We left the worldly affairs for what reason? We left the family for what purpose? If we are not ready to perform our salat with jama'at, with takbir-e-ula, sitting in the first saf. So mu'takif has a similarity with the angels. And because they do not disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, so the mu'takif has left all sins and he is sitting there with full dedication to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this reason it is said that mu'takifin, they have similarity, mushabihat with angels, because angels day and night worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They read tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what mu'takif does. And angels do not get tired. And a true mu'takif also does not get tired. He sleeps few hours to freshen up and to make his body strong and be able to do more and more ibadat. But his whole purpose is not to come and sleep for long hours and waste his time. Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who makes a takaf of one day for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates three trenches between him and the hell. And the distance of each trench from one side to other side is like the distance of east to west, rather even more. So in other words, this person is taken far away from Jahannam who does itikaf for one day. Ummul Mumineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, any person who set for itikaf with iman and with the niyat of gaining reward, thawab, all his previous sins are forgiven. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made itikaf from 1st to the 20th of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And after that, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in order to search Laylatul Qadr, I did itikaf in the 1st Ashra of Ramadan and then in the 2nd Ashra of Ramadan, I did not find Laylatul Qadr in the 1st 2 Ashras. Then I was told that Shab-e Qadr is in the last Ashra, in the last 10 days. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited his Sahaba Ikram that whoever amongst you wants to sit with me, you can join me and sit with me for itikaf in the masjid. And from here we also learn that this is also the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to encourage and motivate other Muslims to come and sit for itikaf, especially leaders, ulama. If they sit for itikaf, they should make announcement and tell people that I'm sitting for itikaf, you can also join me. And a lot of people, they are attached and they are inspired by the learned people. So they would come and sit, and this would increase the number of mu'takifin and activities at the masjid, and a lot of learning of deen can take place. Aqaidu Alam Nuri Mujassam Shah Adam Bani Adam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who did itikaf for the 10 days of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he is as if he has performed 2 Hajj and 2 Umrah. Subhanallah, that's a wonderful opportunity. Hajj normally is difficult. You need to spend a lot of money, undertake long and tiring journey, and then you do Hajj and then you do Umrah. But here there is opportunity for everyone, whether you are rich or poor. You can earn the thawab of two Hajj and two Umrah by sitting in itikaf in the masjid for the last 10 days of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who makes itikaf, he is saved from sins. And all those good deeds are written for him, like for those people who have performed those good deeds. So even though he's sitting in the itikaf, he's not going and visiting sick people, he's not going and attending funerals, he's not giving any other social services, but he's getting the sawab of all of that. So this is a wonderful news for everyone, to sit for itikaf and earn great sawab. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he says that the immediate benefit of itikaf is this, that person is saved from committing many sins. The meaning of akfun is to stop or to refrain. Because most of the sins are committed by speaking lies, carrying tales, backbiting, etc. When you mix with people, then these type of things happen very often. Now in itikaf, you are separated from people. You are isolated. And the one who may come to visit a mu'takif, he should also think that he's in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. He cannot speak anything out of order. He cannot speak anything worldly or un-Islamic. So the chances of staying free from sins are very great when you are sitting for itikaf. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that person who's sitting for itikaf, for every day he gets sawab of Hajj. And this is also in Shu'abul Iman. So from this narration we learn that there is sawab of Hajj for each day. This is the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he rewards the ummatis of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great rewards for small efforts, for small actions, but the rewards are too big, too huge. What is the definition of itikaf? It is very simple, that to sit in the masjid for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal with the niyat of itikaf. So that becomes itikaf. You must be a Muslim, you must be a sane person, free from janabat, hayz or nifas, in other words, from every impurities. Bulugh is not the condition, means reaching the age of puberty, that is not the condition. Even nabaligh, who can make the distinction between right and wrong, is allowed to sit for itikaf. The literal meaning of itikaf is to stay firmly at one place, which means that a mu'takif sits in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and he prepares himself for the worship, and he sits firmly that I am here and I will worship my Lord. And his whole desire is that my Allah must be pleased with me, my Rabb must be happy with me. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ata Khurasani Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani, he says that the example of a mu'takif is like that person who is sitting at the door and he is saying, "Oh Allah, if you are not going to forgive me, I would not move from here." Like, sit in is just an example to make us understand. Like, people have sit in and they say, we want this or that desire to be fulfilled. So, in other words, this is a sit in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the desire is, "Ya Allah, I'm here for one night, for one day, for two nights, for 2 days, 3 nights, 3 days. I continue till 9 nights and 9 days, or 10 nights or 10 days. I'm here to beg your mercy to forgive me, to forgive my sins." And there is great hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. Itikaf is of three types. Number one, itikaf wajib. Number two, itikaf sunnat. And number three, itikaf nafl. Itikaf wajib is that if you have taken vow or mannat to sit for itikaf, and that mannat was taken by uttering words of mannat. For example, person says that, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, if this or that is done or fulfilled, or my desire is fulfilled," or unconditionally person says that, "For the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, I will make itikaf," then that itikaf becomes wajib. So now, if he has taken the itikaf for certain days, it is wajib to sit for that many days. And it is conditioned that the words of mannat should be uttered by the tongue. Just intending in the heart, this would not be regarded mannat. And this kind of mannat would not be necessary to be fulfilled. Itikaf of mannat, man should make this itikaf in the masjid, and woman should make this itikaf in Masjid-e-Bait. And fasting in it is also compulsory. Masjid-e-Bait, as it was explained earlier, that a particular area which is fixed to worship in the house, whether it is a corner in the room or in the yard or wherever it might be, that becomes Masjid-e-Bait, and the Islamic sisters can sit for itikaf in that area. And then is sunnat-e-itikaf. This is sunnat-e-muakkada alal kifaya. If everyone leaves that, then no one sits for itikaf, then they all have done wrong, they all have done bad. But if one person sits in the locality, then everyone becomes free of responsibilities. And it is necessary that for this itikaf, one should be before the sunset of 20th of Ramadan in the masjid. With the niyat, you should make niyat as well. And stay till the 29th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, if the moon is sighted. And if the moon is not sighted, then he should sit for 30 days. And by the sunset of 30th day, itikaf would be completed. And this is sunnate muakkada kifaya itikaf. And as far as nafli itikaf is concerned, that can be done at any time, at any place. Whenever you enter the masjid, you can make this itikaf. You can sit as long as you desire. Like, for example, saying, "Nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf." So you are mu'takif. The time that you are going to spend you will be getting the thawab of itikaf as well as the other ibadat which you are doing. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, keep in mind that eating or drinking or sleeping in the masjid is not permissible, even if it is Masjidul Haram or Masjidul Nabawi. So people go for Hajj and Umrah and don't make niyat of itikaf and they drink water in the masjid, zamzam. This is not jais. So if you have habit of making niyat of itikaf, then you will remember. So always make niyat of itikaf. And then if you have to eat or you have to drink or if you have to sleep in the masjid, that would be allowed and that would be permissible. We should not enter the masjid just for the sake of eating or drinking. And then just for the sake of eating and drinking, we make niyat of itikaf. Rather, even if you want to eat or drink, make niyat of itikaf and do some ibadat, read some nawafil if the time is correct for that, or do some dhikrullah and then eat or drink. Itikaf can be done in any masjid. It is not a condition that it must be big or jame masjid. As long as there is a masjid and Imam or Muazzin is fixed to perform their duties. Even if five daily namazes are not taking place, then to making a itikaf is correct. Even if it's a masjid and no Imam or Muazzin is fixed, then to doing a itikaf in that masjid is correct. The greatest in receiving reward for itikaf is Masjid al-Haram, then Masjid al-Nabawi, then Masjid al-Aqsa. And then any masjid where there is big jamaat of people, congregation of people perform salat. Dearest Mu'takifeen, keep in mind that 10 days and 10 nights you are going to stay in the masjid. Yes, because we are so used to company of friends and other entertainments and activities. And sometimes person might feel lonely or start getting bored and then looks for opportunities to entertain himself. Please don't do that. Be strong. You have dedicated that time for the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. So worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Try to control your nafs and make sure that you show full respect to the masjid. Do not talk anything, do not do anything which is not befitting to the respect and honor and dignity of the masjid. And keep the masjid clean and do not talk worldly things in the masjid. Always talk about deen, always learn about deen. We make dua that all those who are going to sit this year for itikaf, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their itikaf. And those who are unable to sit, may they also get opportunity to sit for itikaf in their lifetimes. And those who cannot sit 10 days, the sunnat muakkada kifaya itikaf, they can do nafli itikaf for a day, for the weekend, for half a day, for hours, as it is easy for them. May Allah bless all of us in this beautiful month of Ramadan. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Brilliance of Ramadan, brilliance of Ramadan. Brilliance of Ramadan, brilliance of Ramadan. Brilliance of Ramadan, brilliance of Ramadan. Brilliance of Ramadan, brilliance of Ramadan.